Friends, you have figured out by this time that come summer, I like to try and think of some innovative way to approach preaching for a few Sundays, just as a little variety. Well, after you've done this for a few years, it gets a little difficult to come up with something a bit different. In looking for an innovative approach to sermon planning for this summer, I realized that some great literary works would serve as excellent sermon titles. My focus fell on the works of Charles Dickens. That takes you back to school. Charles Dickens published more than a dozen major novels, a large number of short stories, including Christmas-themed stories, a handful of plays, and several non-fiction books. Now, his novels were initially serialized in weekly and monthly magazines, before they were printed in standard book format. And that approach attracted a considerable audience who waited week by week or month by month to see the next installment. What I have borrowed from Charles Dickens is merely the titles of several of his works for use as sermon titles. I'm not suggesting that the sermons reflect the content of his novels or present his ideas. But the titles are fascinating. I chose the work of Dickens because also he lived from 1812 to 1870, a time that coincides, you know, with the formative years of Alberton Church and the Alberton community. Charles Dickens was publishing his works in the very time in which this community of faith was being established. Now, I can't tell you whether or not the people who were part of this congregation were reading his stuff or not, but he was known in Canada, well known. And though he wrote from his home in England, his works were widely distributed in North America. And so some of these works, at least, may have been familiar to people in this congregation in its earliest years. Now I start with Charles Dickens' novel, Hard Times. Was first released as a weekly serial in the publication Household Words from April to August 1854 and was then released as a book. Incidentally, 1854 was the time when the name Alberton was adopted for our community. Hard Times is a bleak novel that reflects on the personal struggles of both rich and poor in Victorian times, with little indication of grace or relief. Now, as I said, what appealed to me in this exercise was the title, Hard Times. Now, life in this part of the world, in the era in which Charles Dickens was writing, and in which this Christian congregation was coming into being, could very easily be described as hard times. Life in this part of the world in the 1830s, 40s, 50s. It wasn't especially glamorous. People were coming into this community with the desire to establish farms, to grow crops. It was a struggle. Most of them came with little to begin with and were struggling economically. And that may have changed over the course of time, but didn't change instantly by any means. And so, in that sense, there were hard times. There were also, you know, hard times socially. There weren't many people in the territory. And life was busy. You were occupied at this process of carving out a farm from sun up to sundown. And when the sun went down, you didn't have much energy left for anything else. And there wasn't a whole lot of time for socializing. But at the same time, in such an atmosphere, people being together and supporting one another and encouraging one another was tremendously important, even though it might have been a struggle to find the time to do that. It was also, you know, emotionally a difficult time for many people. Many of the people who settled in this area had left the stability of home somewhere else to come here. They had left families behind, loved ones, parents. And so there was a great deal of potential for loneliness, anxiety about whether or not they could actually make a go of it. And so, emotionally too, they were, for some certainly, hard times. And for those who had come from places that were established communities with an established church in their midst, they came here and there was no church. It had to be brought together out of the shared faith of the people in the community. And we know that was happening. We know it, in fact, in part because we're here today. In early times, they began to have worship services, and gradually a congregation was established. Interestingly, on this very space of real estate on which we meet today. And spiritual things, of course, spiritual struggles were not confined to whether or not you had a church, because our spiritual struggles in life have to do with issues of faith and issues of trust and issues of commitment. And those were hard times. I can only imagine that some ended their day with the prayer, "Lord, where are you?" Life's pretty hard. We're looking better. We're looking forward to something more substantial than this. "Lord, where are you? Will you see us through? Can we trust you?" So, that was my connection with the title, Hard Times. And as I say, in the beginning of this community, the hard times were lived out in the midst of hard times. But you know, really, hard times aren't just defined or restricted by economics. Because even when in some respects life became a bit easier, As easier times arrived, there were still hard times in personal lives. The point is, of course, that hard times never go away. And so even when things became a bit easier in this part of the world, it certainly wasn't true for everyone. And they were still probably at a point when economically they didn't have everything they hoped to have. They may also have struggled with just finding and building human relationships socially with one another. There was no doubt for many an issue with loneliness. Mothers who were raising children, wishing perhaps that they could have more contact with the generation that had gone before them, but who were back home somewhere else. Even though now things were a little better, there were still struggles. And of course, as we know, spiritual problems don't disappear, even when there's a bit more money in one's pocketbook. I take you to those words that Paul read for us this morning when Paul writes to the people in Philippi to express appreciation to them for their support. And he added some words which are really very telling and very helpful for us to remember. Paul said, "For I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need." What was he saying? He was saying that his contentment before the Lord didn't rest on those material things. Of course, he needed food to eat and the basics of life. But he had learned to subsist when those were in meager supply and when they were in bounteous supply. So, easier times do not necessarily mean that hard times, hard seasons in life, hard circumstances are no longer present, because hard times are part of life. Now, we get caught in the dream sometimes that if we just had this, or we just had that, or if this was a little different, or if that was a little different, then life would be easier. Well, in some respects, that may be true with reference to some things, but it doesn't always work that way. We discover in life that the hard times are still there to be dealt with. The hard moments of decision, the hard times of emotional struggle, the hard times of spiritual things. Because even when the economic issues are solved, we still have these other, as we soon discover, even more fundamental hard times to encounter and to deal with in life. You heard that story I read from Matthew, where Jesus deals with a young man who comes and is on a quest for information about his spiritual future. And He asks what he has to do to inherit eternal life, and Jesus points him in the direction of the commandments, and he says, sort of with a degree of self-satisfaction, "Well, I'm doing that. I've taken care of that side of things." Now, that may have been a bit of an exaggeration, but anyway, he was content with his performance. And then Jesus put his finger on something. He said to the young man, "Well now, all right. You ask what more you could do? I'll tell you. Go and take the things you have and sell them and give the proceeds to the poor." And you can imagine that the expression on the young man's face changed dramatically. From feeling somewhat content with his performance, he now was troubled. And Matthew's brief account of this has this little commentary at the end. It simply says, "When the young man heard this word, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions." He wasn't living in hard times, economically. But here he was, obviously driven by spiritual concerns. Obviously going through hard times spiritually, despite his affluence. I mean, he comes to Jesus. Jesus didn't go to him. He came asking because he was experiencing spiritual uncertainty and unrest inside. It was a hard time for him. Even though his problem was not possessions, his problem may not have been his social relationships, he may have felt fairly good about life, but there was a problem. It was for him a hard time spiritually. And that ending simply sums it up. "When the young man heard this word, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions." Well, we may not be as wealthy as the rich young man. In fact, I suspect we aren't. But on the other hand, we also are prone to get caught in the expectation that somehow, if things were just a little different, we'd be happier. And two things we need to know. One is that life includes hard times, times of struggle. Whether those are material or social or economic, emotional or spiritual, they're there. And we can only invest so much energy in running away from them. They're a constant in the human experience. And what the faith we profess offers to us is the promise that the Lord is with us through all those hard times, whatever shape and form they may take, and that he is there, and that he is prepared to see his people through. The responsive psalm that Paul led us in this morning had references to the psalmist sort of complaining that life had been difficult. And that's not an uncommon theme in the Psalms, actually. And yet the psalmist comes back to trusting that the Lord will somehow provide. And by the grace of God, may we know that also. Because every one of you has gone through hard times of one sort or another. Every one of us probably has a fair number of hard times yet to go through. Easy, superficial solutions aren't very satisfying. But the Lord's promise to be with his people is gracious and wonderful and sustaining. So, don't spend your life trying to avoid hard times. Spend your life knowing that you will live through them with the presence of God at your side always, and that he will see you through. Thanks be to God. Amen.